Blue Apron Get Back Dinner.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And what we do here at the Liars Club is we have two of our comedy pals come on. We ask them to tell two stories. One is the truth, one is a lie. We try to figure out which one is the lie. And normally we stream live from the Comedy Store's YouTube page on Mondays at 4:30 and most Fridays at 8:30. Playing along with us is Mr. Kenny Lofgren, one of our fans. Hello, Kenny. All right. And our on-air producer, Michael Evans, he will be writing down Nicole and Jessamay's stories, and then he will be recapping them at the end, and we'll take a vote. Jessica Wellington, would you please introduce our guests?
I would love to. I'm so excited today. We got two badass bitches. We got a comedian, actress, writer. She was recently on David Spade's Lights Out on Comedy Central. This is Nicole Amy Shriver.
All right, it's a show.
Yes, and then we have another hilarious comedian and weed connoisseur. You may remember from MTV's Girl Code. This is Jessamay Peluso.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome, Jessamay. Welcome. And for you guys playing along and don't realize, if you want to be heard, just raise your little finger. I'll come right to you. I know us comedians will be jumping all over each other, but just try to be aware that we don't want to talk too much over each other with this technology. All right. I'm so excited that Jessamay is on the show and that Nicole Amy's on the show, because you guys are like the coolest chicks ever. And I'm totally serious. I'm not even kissing ass. Right, Jessica?
No, honestly, we've been trying to get you gals on, both of you on, honestly, forever. It took this
forever.
Whole virus to get you.
It's comical how many times you've sent me a text message being like, can you do the podcast? And I have to write back, no.
He's like, oh, no, it's Shabbat. I can't.
I don't feel bad then. I was like, oh, my God, I'm actually, all it took was one Wuhan flu to shut my cooch down. And I'm like, I'm available.
Wow, I'm sad you're shutting your coochie down. Anyway, so why don't you start the stories? What we're going to do is we're going to go to Jessamay, then Nicole, then Jessamay, and then Nicole. And then at the end, we'll do the recap and we'll take a vote. So Jessamay, will you start your first story?
Sure. I was in the Dominican Republic years ago. My girlfriends and I decided to stay at an all-inclusive place. We didn't know it was all-inclusive for families. We didn't do the fine print reading. But needless to say, we decided to get drunk and have fun anyways. And we were like, hey, let's go on the beach and have our tits out, as you do in a different country. And there was a young Dominican boy riding down the beach on a horse. And he was trailing two other horses. I was speaking broken Spanish, and I was like, yo, let me ride the horses, let me help you out. I was topless. He was like 16. I don't even know if this is a crime in that country, but I was like, fuck it, I want to get on that horse. He let me ride the horse. He let me take the horse by myself down the beach. I rode that motherfucker like it was the end of a movie into the sunset for like an hour and a half, and then walked my ass 2.5 miles back to where my girlfriends were with my tits out, being like, that was the greatest night of my life. I just rode topless with a 16-year-old. The 16-year-old wasn't the greatest part. The horse was the greatest part. Every girl loves to be on a horse. I don't know if it's like a power thing, if we're like delicate and it's the mesh between power and our femininity, but tits out, straddling a horse, screaming broken Spanish down the whole way.
Did you just do like a little trot, or were you galloping down the beach?
We did various stages of speed.
I don't mean to like continue the porn vibe here, but what bra size do you wear?
Depends on the time of the month. Right now I'm like a 36 double D because your girl's about to leak.
Your titties are that big? You got sprinkler cell titties. Your titties just the May.
Oh shit.
Like flopper Texas Ranger.
Down for those titties.
And by the like, way, finally.
Nicole Amy always like text harasses me. She sends me sexually explicit text messages all the time. So watch out. Watch out, guys. Get the HR.
That's
okay.
She has a perfectly shaped head.
What?
I know it sounds crazy. But next time you look at the shape of her head, it's like it's a perfect head. She's a perfect head.
I just spilled my whiskey all over my face.
That's whiskey. That's hilarious.
It's quarantine whiskey.
I love that you're sipping whiskey out of a wine glass.
Girl, it's high class over here in quarantine. Thank you. I love that you're naked in your bed. You look like Julia Roberts. You're gorgeous.
I have a little doubt about this story because there were some big chichis to be galloping down the beach, right? Jessica Wellington?
Yeah, I'm like a triple D, and I would say, I mean, it'd be a lot, but I would do it.
You would? Wait, I have a question. What kind of, can I ask questions?
Of course.
What kind of saddle was it? Were you riding bareback?
No, not bareback, because I feel like that would be an insurance issue, even in the Dominican Republic. No, it was a regular, very traditional, Western style saddle.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Did your boobs ever touch your chin?
Every couple seconds, you know, just the way physics allows the titties just to flop in a perfect synco, whatever that word is.
Uh-huh. No, but you know, us ladies with big boobs, we can do the tassels real easy.
Yeah.
Do your boobs circle inward more or circle outward more?
That depends on the shoulder movement. I had one of my tranny friends show me how to like control the boobie. Like if you do move your arms in a certain way, you can make them go in and go out and then do like individual movements. She was like a circus queen. Oh, she was fantastic. She was a circus queen.
Okay.
Okay. I gotta go to the circus.
It's gonna be a while. All right, that's a great first story. I mean, we are a podcast, but we are a game show at the same time, and that's a first great story. Nicole, it's time for your story, Nicole Amy.
Okay, so when I was thinking about moving to LA, my brother's best friend lived out here, and he told me, come out, stay with me, I'll show you around town, we'll have a good time. Come to town, and this is just after the Red Wings had won a Stanley Cup. I can't even remember. It was like 2002, maybe 2003, something like that. And Chris Chelios, who played for the Red Wings, was in LA staying at Sting's house in Malibu. So Chelios had the Stanley Cup with him. He brought it to Sting's house in Malibu, and we were at this. We started at a restaurant in Malibu. My friend, who was my brother's best friend who lived out here, somehow knew Chris Chelios from, I have no idea how. Anywho, so we go to this restaurant in Malibu called Tavern Tatina, or there's a restaurant, it's still there. It's like a famous restaurant in Malibu. And Chris Chelios had rented out the restaurant. And we get there, I walk in, and Tony Danza.
I'm trying to sound really cool, but who's Chris Chelios again?
Chris Chelios is a Red Wing.
He's a what?
He's a Red Wing. He plays for the Detroit Red Wings. I'm from Detroit originally. Oh, that's the connection. I'm from Detroit originally. My brother's best friend, who's from Detroit, knew Chris Chelios from Detroit. Anywho, so we're at this restaurant. I walk in, and Tony Danza is doing the hora. And do you guys know what the hora is? It's a Jewish dance where you put somebody in the chair.
I thought that was just something terrible happening.
Tony Danza.
No, I thought it was a Mexican whore.
It is. It's that too. South of the border, that's what it becomes. So he is sitting in a chair in the middle of all of these people dancing around him with the Stanley Cup in his lap, in a chair going up and down. And then I got to drink out of the Stanley Cup. And then John Cusack was there for some reason. And so we all hung out with John Cusack. And then they were like, oh, we're going to go back to Sting's house right now. He's having a party. And I was like, all right, I'm down. At this point, everything's blowing my mind. I'd never been around celebrities ever in my life. So we walked. Sting lives like in this like palatial estate in Malibu on the beach. And I walk in and there's people fucking everywhere. And then my brother's friend was like, we need to go downstairs. He has a sex dungeon. And I was like, oh, what? No, what? Like, this is way beyond my little Midwest mind. I'm like 21, maybe 20. We get there and we go downstairs and there's a male contortionist, butt naked, sucking his own dick on a bed of nails.
Dude, this story's got a lot.
What?
Wow. Yeah. I'm kind of jealous. For so many reasons.
This was before smartphones, did not have a picture.
How's John Cusack? What is he like in person?
He was so wasted, he like couldn't even stand.
Oh God, he seems like such a douche.
He did not seem that nice, to be honest.
He seems like a just incorrigible douche. He seems like him and Nick Cage would get along
really well.
Your brother was there?
No, my brother's best friend. He lived in LA.
Classic Kenny fucking hated it.
So this guy was on a bed of nails,
sucking his own dick.
Nice. How was he doing a good job at it?
I did not see that.
Oh, you know who was at the party?
Who?
Earl Skakel.
Of course. Nice. Okay. Then it's true.
Me, yep. Earl Jackie Onassis Skakel.
Yep. Earl Skakel.
The Earl who has his shirt off almost as much as Burt Kreischer. Kreischer, I can't so many words to say at once.
You're still speaking broken English.
Oh, you know the worst thing you could do is I had a sex dream about Earl and I told him about it.
Why would you do that?
I mean, haven't we all had sex dreams about Earl?
Thank you for my fodder for tonight. It was no.
Let's move on, unless someone has a big question. I do have a question about the guy sucking his dick. What was he on his back with his legs up and towards his mouth, or was he on his buttocks leaning over?
He was like his lower butt back was on it, and he had his legs up around his head, and he was sucking his dick like this.
Oh my God. Wow.
His butt, because like if you're on a bed of nails, right? Like you got to have a good platform.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I mean, he was like a hardier guy. I mean, he was like a muscular, like he looked like a Russian gymnast.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Like a serious question. Are you sure this was a house party and not some like real aggressive Tony Robbins course? He used to make people walk across hot coals. Are you sure this wasn't like another?
He found his calling in life and he's now a banker.
Okay. Making those deposits on a bed of nails. Like,
it took me realizing that I could suck my own dick.
Wow. But
every dude tries that. I mean, Marilyn Manson, for sure. That's like the whole Marilyn Manson thing. Remember that rumor?
Removed or something, that rumor?
Who wouldn't, Wellington? Who wouldn't?
A guy I slept with last year can suck his own dick.
What?
What? Yeah.
Did you date the contortionist, you little minx, you?
Ooh,
did you ask to watch it?
He was super fucking hot.
Did he do it in front of you?
The guy, no, he did not do it in front of me, but he went real close to it for me, and he was like, see? And I was like, all right, enough. Let me suck it.
Here's a science-y question. Here's like a, you know, something that Neil deGrasse Tyson might ask.
Okay.
Is it safe to swallow your own cum?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be? I mean, you swallow it.
I'm pretty sure every man has overshot his load and fucking nailed his face once or twice.
Nicole's a poet.
That's hilarious. Nailed his face on a bed of nails. Hilarious. All right. So, okay.
Full circle.
Oh, yeah, it is. All right, Jessamy, let's go to your second story.
This happened years ago. I was living in New York, and it involves this guy, Mr. Juan Stamos. I went to go see him on Broadway, and then I was really excited
I'm sorry, John Stamos on Broadway.
Felicia, if my hand could reach through, the fiber in this Wi-Fi connection, I would strangle you for making fun of his Broadway capabilities. He is a triple threat. Have some respect. Don't be rude.
I mean, those eyebrows are everything.
There's a chimple, by the way. There's a chimple on this poster. Have some respect right here. He's got a chimple right there. Hi.
A chimple.
Yeah. Okay.
Does that poster go with you everywhere you go from room to room? Do you just
honey,
you around the apartment? Why isn't it hung
yes,
up?
This poster, honestly, there's a story about this poster. Oh, fuck.
The I just story... imagine you sitting at the dinner table. He's sitting next to you. You're going to bed. It's in your bedroom. You're
he's
showering.
In the shower.
It's in the shower. Like, that does not, when you're in your car, it is with you.
It is. And you know what? I get in the HOV lane, bitch, with this. You better believe. And the cop pulls me over. I'm like, sorry, we can't fit anymore. It's a full house. Cut it out. I'm out of here. Brought to you by Centauri Whiskey. Okay, back to my story.
Do you realize that Felicia played Dave Coulier's girlfriend on Full House?
Why you gotta out me like that?
Felicia! Bye, Felicia!
I know.
Wait. Yeah. I have questions. Okay, here's my question before I get back in my story. Is he as much of a dick as Alanis Morissette sang?
No, Dave is a very nice gentleman.
Now, yeah. Is that because he's so convincing he made you sign a contract that is, like, binding until you die to convince all of us that he's a nice gentleman? Or is that from your own personal opinion?
Not at all, but as been spoken about before in this podcast, that this song, what is the song you ought to know? Is it, which one is it that she wrote about Dave Coulier? Supposedly, I read somewhere on some shitty blog, it's about me.
What?
Remember that, Jessica? When we had... oh God, what's her name? The girl that's on Nikki Glaser's show all the time. Very nice lady.
Oh yeah, Carlisle.
Carlisle Forrester, yeah. Remember?
Why would she say that?
Why would that be written
about you?
No, I read it. I like Googled myself and on page 136. One of the links was, oh, and did you know? By then I'm But he's very nice. But John Stamos is a little, he's a little, you know.
Watch it. What is it? Tell me. We all need to know. Okay. Can I finish your sentence and guess?
Okay.
Inappropriate?
No, not at all.
Oh, fuck.
Can we standoffish.
Scared. He's a little scared.
He's a little standoffish, yeah.
So he's an asshole. You're saying John Stamos is an asshole and you still.
I'm saying he is. He don't want any of my business. That's what I'm saying.
Is this your way of coming out to tell us you attacked John Stamos and he called the security guards on you?
No, he's just, you know what? When you're on season 7, you give no fucks about anybody else. And I'm not mad at you. You're just
really quickly. Did you ever meet Kimmy Gibbler?
Oh my God, she's your like twin, isn't she?
Yeah.
So growing up, my nickname was Gibbler.
Yeah.
There are people I went to camp with when I was a kid who don't know that my name is Nicole. They only know me as Gibbler.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh my God, I know what your Christmas present's going to be.
I totally know what it's going to be. In your apartment of Kimmy Gibbler?
It's going to... Yes, I'm gonna send you a huge poster of Kimmy Gibbler, and you and I can FaceTime with just these.
Yeah.
By the way,
sent me this. We're gonna have a podcast, Stamos and Gibbler.
There you go.
Oh my God, I was so excited to show you guys my poster. Okay, wait, do I need to finish my story? Okay, back to my story. So I was all excited to go to this Broadway play and we day drank and you know it was wonderful and there was an intermission and they gave us little shitty champagne bottles and then we watched the rest of the Broadway play and it was, you know, Gina Gershon was in it and you know there's a lot of great people and Stamos is a triple threat no matter what Felicia Michaels says and I have recorded her and I'm sending it to the Stamos household as we speak. And then after this, there's the receiving line, you know, where desperate housewives who grew up in the 80s and 90s stood to quaff their coochie scent to Stamos. Hopefully he would latch onto it and be like, I'm going to marry her. You know, these women are just
fine.
I'm in line, you know, bellowing my
also,
vagina.
Also wafting her vagina.
Yes. Completely just soaking the Stamos fire with my ripe reproductive pheromones. And you know what I'm talking about, Jess. You can smell them through this fucking podcast.
I just imagine a priest with one of those things.
It's more like the scene from Exorcist where they're doing it over a woman who's possessed and her skin is burning every time it hits her. And so it's a lot of women, as you can imagine, that are like, oh my God, I can't. Once he looks in my eyes, that's it. Like, we're going to fall in love. And by a lot of women, I mean, that's what I was saying to myself. And he's coming down the line and he's shaking everyone's hand, being very gracious, you know, against what Felicia was saying, probably because, you know, she tried to flirt with him at craft services and he fucking was like, bye, bitch. Can't do it. Not today. And she got rude. Then he gets to me. And I spoke a little Greek, you know, because I learned Greek because I was preparing for this moment my whole life, like the way an inner city child would prepare for athletic programs to get out of their life. Like, this is their ticket. This is their meal ticket to get out. And we spoke Greek, and then it kind of worked. It worked a little bit. And he was like, whoa, I can't believe you could speak Greek. And I was like, yeah, I only learned like two sentences, but he was impressed by it. And then that was it. He was just like, okay, whatever. And just kept going down the line. But then I hung around. I'm that type of chick. Mm-hmm.
A clinger.
I was a little bit of a clinger. You know, I hung around. I was like, well, maybe like once all these other desperate hoes leave, you know, like we could chill or something. And I was with my girlfriend still, you know, and I didn't even tell her to get lost because I was like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to look desperate alone. No woman wants to really like look a desperate alone. So she keeps a friend with her. So then he comes up afterwards and he was like, yeah, do you want to go? We're going to go because usually the Broadway actors, like in New York, they'll go to like the local bar, the restaurant, like where all the other actors and people on staff will go and hang out. So we were like, yeah, let's go. We'll go. And I was just like, this is my shit. This is my time. About to make it real. He's going to fall in love with me. And so we go and meet at this little bar and we're like, sitting in the back waiting for Stamos to come. And all this time passes and he doesn't show up. Shocker. Right?
I told you. I fucking told you.
But Felicia, I am a storyteller.
Okay.
The doors open after a bunch of people left because he's a pro and he wasn't trying to be as thirsty as I was waiting at the bar. He shows up. Okay. And because that's why I asked you what you were saying about how he was, because I was like, oh, I kind of maybe, you know, connected to that. He shows up, comes back to the bar where my girl and I are. Is that proper English? Where the girl, my friend and I are. And we're kind of chatting a little bit. And then he was like, kind of rude. He told my friend, he was like, do you mind letting her and I hang out alone? Girls don't like to hang out alone. That's scary, right? Mm-hmm. And she was like, looked at me and I was like, yeah, bitch, we're about to get married. You need to leave. Okay. So she leaves. She follows suit. She leaves. But she didn't like really leave because Natalie is like a dear friend of mine. And she would never leave me. She left and went around the corner. And then, you know, him and I were like hanging out, talking and all this. And then I just honestly got so scared because I was so young that I didn't know like how to talk to anybody that famous because I'd never met anybody that famous before that I honestly like kind of shit my pants a little bit. Not like physically shit my pants, but just got really nervous and I farted and he got grossed out. And I just ran away. I just left. I just left because I didn't know what else to say to him.
What did he say? What did he do? How did you know he was grossed out?
Because anybody who was in a shot of it would be able to know because it was like anxiety gas.
Wait, well, how did it sound?
Anxiety gas.
Anxiety gas has no sound. It only has a feeling and it's in your lower abdomen.
Was
where
it
you
guts? Bubble guts?
Bubble guts. Yeah, bubble guts. bubble guts. And I didn't want to leave the moment because this was my moment, but I also, like, what am I going to do? I didn't want this to be the way him and I met. And so I just left him in my farticles. I literally just like left him in a fart cloud in this bar and left and went down around the corner. And my girl was like at the, you know, like the little bodega place down the street. She was like, okay, this is before cell phones. She was like, I was hoping that you're going to come around at some point. And I was like, yeah, I left him in a fart cloud. I'm probably never going to talk to him again. Let's go. Let's leave. Okay. Story's not over. It's almost over. Because lick farts, whatever. So, cut to me getting on Girl Code and doing all the shit. He sends me a DM on Twitter.
He slid?
Slid in the DMs, being like, oh my God, I knew I recognized you. I remember you. You're the girl who left me in a questionable smell.
No.
Like something like that, like questionable smell.
No way.
Like LOL and a cute little emoji face. I've got it on my, I've got a DM from him. I have it in my Stamos folder on my phone.
I pray that this is the true story.
Well, what did you write back?
It's still pending, Felicia.
Kenny says bullshit. Kenny says bullshit.
Well, Kenny doesn't know what it's like to be a woman after her man in desperate times.
Stamos has met a lot of women, and I'm sure a lot of women have farted around him.
You're a good friend, Jess, but this, yeah, I appreciate you. I appreciate you.
No one's farted around Stamos other than Jess and May and when his wife or ex-wife squirted out them twins. No one else.
No one farted out those twins.
I want that to be true. I need it to be true. You Dutch oven. I mean, it wasn't a full Dutch oven.
I wish it was a Dutch oven. I mean, there was an oven in the restaurant.
Stamos.
Yeah. You know, it was greedy. I just wanted the moment and I didn't want to say goodbye. So I just kind of, you know, did what I do best. And I don't talk about it. I fart about it. Anybody who knows me, I'm very flatulent.
I have to say, through your whole story, because Nicole, I couldn't help but stop. I couldn't stop staring at your head. And you do have a great head.
Perfectly shaved head.
Me?
Yes, that's the
your forehead to chin ratio.
I'm telling you, tell that bitch to put her hair in a bun. That thing is shaped like a perfect orb. She has an orb for a head.
I always know when Nicole is in the house because I just feel hands on my cranium. I don't even see her.
I want to get hands with that head.
All right, Michael Evans, what do you think of this story?
It's got a lot of pieces of it. It's okay. It's just like Amy's story Nicole Amy's story where it's got like 8 different things that would usually be the holy shit crux of any story where you'd go, this can't be true. And so just having 10 of them in there makes you go, I've got no idea how to discern. You know what I mean? Like just that he would DM her later is crazy. That he showed up at the bar that night is fucking crazy. You know what I mean? So I just don't, it's like if I knew her a little better, I'd know if she'd go full titless on the beach in the Dominican Republic.
She would.
How old were you at the time, Jessamay?
Which story? The boobs or Stamos?
The fart in front of Stamos.
That was probably 2000, before I moved to LA, 2009?
Oh, so you were younger.
2010. I was a baby. I mean, I'm 20, so I was like a negative. I was negative.
But I was going to ask, is it how far apart is it from the riding the horse down the beach?
Oh, probably about 3-4 years.
Yeah. And the horse.
Same friend.
Oh, really? All right.
So wait, why didn't you, no further inquiry once he DM'd you during the Girl Code days, why wouldn't you pursue that?
You're so cute. We're gonna have a matcha one time and I'll tell you all my Stamos stories. He's got a folder on my phone.
Oh, word. So you did pursue it. But you made it sound like you didn't reply when he DM'd you.
Well, not to the farts, you know, because I was like, oh, I'm a classy bitch now. I'm on Girl Code. I'm on TV. I can't be talking about farts, you know. I learned the quality of scarcity. And the value, you know.
Oh my God.
Now I'm gonna play coy after I left him in my fart.
Let's look at her. She's such a fucking liar. Let's move on to Nicole. Nicole, Amy, what's your second story?
So I was a senior in high school. And my best friend, who was a junior in high school, lived down the street from me. Tracy. We just watched Dazed and Confused. And we were like, oh my God, how funny would it be if we hazed freshmen? We got high and we were like, this is a great idea. We're going to go. There was this freshman girl who lived in my neighborhood. And I was giving her rides home from school. And I decided that I wanted to haze her and her two little friends who I'd seen at school that day. So I told her, I was like, listen, tonight, me and my friend Tracy are going to come over to your house, pick you guys up. You and the two other girls need to be there. We're going to pick you up and we're going to take you on a trip. And the girl's like, okay, whatever you want. You're like a senior, you get your way. So I get to her house and she comes outside. She's like, my mom won't let me leave. And I was like, okay, well, what, we're supposed to go on a trip. She's like, my mom told me to tell you that whatever you want to do, we can all hang out here and do whatever it is you want to do in the backyard. Okay. Tracy and I had stopped at CVS and gotten diapers. We got adult diapers, pacifiers, whipped cream, bananas, tomatoes. It was Michigan. It was the middle of winter, so it was snowing out. So I'm like, all right, cool, let's fucking do it. Oh, and condoms. Let's do it. So then we go to the backyard in my friend Jessica's house. Now, her house happens to share a backyard with Isaiah Thomas, who is a basketball player. He is a Detroit Pistons basketball player. He's a point guard. He's like one of the most famous point guards in the history of point guards.
He's huge.
So my friend's mom calls Isaiah Thomas and she's like, hey, I just wanted to let you know my daughter and her friends are going to be doing some shit in our backyard. Just a heads up. You're not freaked out at all. So she's on the phone with Isaiah Thomas and we're in the backyard. Me and my friend Tracy, we have these three girls lined up on their knees and we're just pegging them with snowballs, throwing tomatoes at them. Their fucking skin is burning from the tomatoes. Like, major fucking pain. And then we make them all put diapers on. We make them take their pants off, put diapers on, and then they have to put diapers on their head and suck pacifiers. And then we walk them around, and then we give them the bananas, and we make them put condoms on the bananas, and then we make them suck the bananas. And we're screaming at them, throwing snowballs at them, throwing tomatoes at them, like going fucking crazy. And we're like, suck it, bitches. Suck it like you fucking mean it. And then little did I know, my friend's mom was standing right behind us. And she's like, what the fuck is going on here? And she's on the phone with Isaiah Thomas still. And he's the one who had told her, I don't know, it sounds a little suspect. You might want to go out there and check on what's going on. Because she had explained like what we came in with. She's like, they had diapers. Anywho. So my friend who I was with, Tracy, is like, yo, we gotta get the fuck out of here. And just leaves everything in the backyard, takes off running. And then me, who's like so scared, I don't want to get in trouble. And I was like, oh, excuse me, Mrs. Silverman, I am so sorry. I can apologize. It's my fault. She's like, get the fuck out of my yard. And I was like, okay, I'll still give Jessica's ride to school. And then I leave and I run out. And about 5 years ago, I saw Isaiah Thomas when he was over. I went to their house. I saw Isaiah Thomas and he goes, oh, you're the suck it like you mean it, girl. That's my story.
Yeah, that's a lot too.
Jesus. That's a lot. It's very aggressive, Nicole.
Wow.
I can't see you being mean like that, though.
I know. Me neither.
Kenny says no.
That's why I don't smoke weed.
Yeah, I can't see you. Like, I can see you doing some crazy stuff and, like, maybe you talk before you think, but I can't see you being mean.
Is that why you said I don't smoke weed?
So I don't smoke weed. It makes me mean.
Weed makes you mean? Whoa.
No.
Weed makes me not know what's going on.
No, that's Crown Royal.
That's it.
No, that's Suntory whiskey.
Drink up.
All right. Does anybody have any questions? That's a big story to unpack. Wow.
It's a big story to take notes on, too.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Where'd you get the diapers? You bought them at CVS? I was thinking about they had CVS's in Michigan when you were in high school.
I mean, it was Save on Drugs at the time.
Yeah.
When did
Save on Drugs?
Save on Drugs at the corner of Telegraph and Maple.
Like, how many diapers did you buy? Like, a pack of diapers?
We bought a pack of adult diapers.
Wow. Really? As a teenager, you would spend money on adult diapers? Like, no one has a lot of money when they're a kid and just waste it on adult diapers.
I had a job in high school.
Yeah, what kind of job?
I worked at a jewelry store called Greenstone Jewelry. I wrapped gifts.
Okay. Sounds like you wrapped those girls in diapers.
Woo!
All right. Any other questions, or should we move on to the voting stage?
I think I know who I want to spend the end of the world with.
Who is that?
Nicole, you suck it like you mean it.
Yeah. Amy. Suck it, bitch. Suck it like you mean it.
Hello, that's your comedy special title.
Both stories involve sucking.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sucking dick.
Yep. Yeah. That's all female comedians talk about. I don't know if you knew that, Jess.
I mean, we don't really have anything else to talk about.
No. Other than that, or our periods.
Well, we're talking about sucking on dicks. Jessica's over there doing it. She's more busy than all of us. Jesus. All right, Michael, will you please recap the stories?
Yeah, well, I'm going to do my best here. So Jessica's first story, pretty simple. She's on an all-inclusive Dominican Republic resort trip a few years back, and then they made a mistake. It was like a family setting, but they're tits out on the beach anyway. When like a Dominican Republic local boy comes down the beach, he's like 16 years old, he's got a few horses with him, and he just lets her take one for like an hour and a half, full-on walker topless ranger on the beach for a little while, and she brought it back, and it was a great day. And then in her second story, she's living in New York, and she went to see Stamos on Broadway. And after, there's like a receiving line, meet and greet type of thing. And there's a lot of hopeful women hanging out in the line. And he's being the type of gracious that Felicia never experienced. And he's taking time with everybody. And he's coming down the line. He gets to Jessamé, and Jessamé spoke some Greek. So she spoke some Greek with him, and it impressed him and all that shit. But he kept on moving, and she hangs around like the type of chick she is, to hang around. And he comes up afterward and invites him out to like the post show hang with him and the cast or whatever, or so they thought. So you guys are in the back of the bar, you and a friend, waiting for Stamos. He's screwed in. He's a smart kid. So he waits till everybody leaves to show up. But you guys hung around for a long time, thought he wasn't going to show up. He does. Stamos asks Jessamé's friend to leave. Jessamé concurs, so she does. They're talking for a little bit. Long story short, she cuts a silent but deadly fart and just flees. And then years later, she's in the girl code phase of her life, and Stamos hits her up in the DMs and is like, "You're the one that bailed on me at that bar with a questionable smile."
The one that farted away.
Yeah, farticles.
The dearly defarted. You're welcome.
Nice.
Justin, man, you really dropped the mic on that. You're like, dearly departed. Bye.
Bye. See ya. Peace.
I'm going to say the John Stamos story, it's so difficult because an hour and a half of going on the beach topless, like I could see like 5 minutes of flip, but not an hour and a half. I mean,
hour and a half topless on that horse?
That's a long time to kill the horse.
Yeah.
You get bored.
Rude.
Okay. But then it's also difficult because if I had a memorable, like I'm still haunted by the farts I've had when the guys have been asleep next to me, like I would never like put their pictures up on a wall. I would never like want to remember them if I farted in front of them ever. Because I'm crazy, but I'm gonna say, God, it's so difficult. I might
It's a memorable moment, and at least she had a moment. She loves him that much that, like, wouldn't you rather have a moment than nothing at all?
Well, not if it involved me farting in front of them. where they heard it. Was it, did he hear it, or was it silent and deadly?
Oh, it was a smooth, smooth operator. Snuck right out of that bunghole.
Wow, this one is tough.
That's part of not doing shoulders in the mace.
I know that she loves horses, and I know that she loves Stamos.
And you know, they she has a perfectly shaped head. And who could resist a perfectly shaped head?
Did you all just call me a basic bitch? That's what I heard.
That's the subtext, yes.
What do you think, Nicole? Which one do you think is the lie?
I think the lie is Stamos.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I just don't see it being an hour and a half with the horse. Wouldn't he start to wonder, could he see you the whole time? It's a long time to be gone.
Yeah.
Like, it would just be an awkward amount of time. I think, like, an hour and a half, you might be like, I need to go get another drink or put my shirt on. I'm sobering up. I feel like shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
5 minutes, maybe.
What do you think, Jessica?
Well, you weren't at full gallop the whole time, right? Like, it was just easy going?
Yeah, it was like, there were a couple portions where we were like, that horse was just all out. Like, to the point where we were so fast. When a horse runs really, really fast, their movements are fluid, so you're not bouncing. And if you get up on the saddle, you can ride smooth.
Wait, so do you have a background in equestrian? Do you ride horses? Or do you know how? I wouldn't be comfortable just jumping on. I wouldn't know what I'm doing like that.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with them. I can handle a horse or a Broadway star.
Also, a horse, I'm sure.
Did you fart on that horse?
I probably did. I was too excited to notice.
I don't know.
If you go back to the Dominican Republic, that 16-year-old is a little older now, and he's going to be like, you're the one that left my horse with that questionable smell.
All right, I'm going to say story number two is a lie, although I don't believe the horse story either.
Fuck, that's good playing right there.
Yeah, Kenny thinks the second story is a lie too. Yeah.
Fuck Kenny.
Yeah.
I have a hard time with this one. This one's hard.
You're really
a liar.
What was the horse's name?
Cochise.
What did it look like?
It's a Native American chief. He was like a white, mainly white with some brown patchwork.
No, not Stamos, the horse.
Everyone have a great broadcast. I have a beef stew to get to.
All right, I'm gonna say that the horse is a lie. Horse, of course.
Yeah.
Are those all the votes?
Nicole, what's your vote?
I said lie is Stamos.
Yeah, I'm going to say Stamos is the lie. Although I don't believe the hour and a half, but I'm going to say Stamos is the lie.
Yeah, I'm going to say Stamos is the lie, and the hour and a half thing is just hyperbole. Or maybe she remembers it that way because they were all twisted up on the vacation.
Yeah, Stamos was the lie.
Yeah, she's like, I took that horse for 3 days. It was magical. It was 20 minutes.
And I was never on a horse. I just was tripping my ass off in the chaise lounge on the ocean.
Or maybe during this quarantine, she's just been reading a lot of erotic novels, and this is what she came up with.
I'm going through my mom's stash of Daniel Steele.
Yeah. Andre Jenkins is playing, and he says that number two is a lie also. So, Jessica May, which story is the lie?
Well, I don't know what it says about me that Jess says I'm a good liar because I pride myself on being truthful. And this was a labor. This was a laborious podcast. I have to dig down deep into my soup of morals and go against the grain for your girls'
video. This one was the lie! Yeah. You're leaving me in suspense here!
The lie was that I never went on a... I never farted in front of Stamos.
Yeah!
Do you girls think, first of all, I'm not the type to lie. Rude. Second of all, you think I'm going to drag my man's name through the mud? I'm not that type of bitch.
I know. I would never imagine you being all loose booty cheeked around fucking Simo. If you had the fart, you were going to keep that shit air fucking tight.
Yes. I would put a I would put a champagne cork in my ass to prepare.
Yes.
I'm out here preparing like an Olympian. I got my butthole so tight, it's trained. Nothing's getting in or out. It's a goddamn Pentagon during a pandemic.
Do you have pictures of yourself riding on that horse?
I don't, but I honestly, the full thing was about an hour and a half. It was the greatest night of my life. I've told this story multiple times on different podcasts. It was an amazing time. And Andre Jenkins is one of my fans, I think. Yeah. So he probably knows.
He's
the
one
truth.
Of my fans. I love Andre. Andre's
great, great comedian fan. Yeah, the horse thing was amazing. It was a true delight because that place we stayed at was horrible, and that was the like redeeming moment to ride that horse.
You know what I love about this podcast is that we all have Andre Jenkins in common.
Yes,
Andre's the most, the best, most supportive fan in the history of comedy.
He deserves an award. He really does. He's a good dude.
Nicole's for story. Before she moved here to LA, she's staying in LA with her brother's best friend who lives here at the time. And this is right after the Detroit Red Wings had won the Stanley Cup. Nicole's from Detroit, so it's exciting to her. And Chris Chelios happens to be staying in LA at Sting's right after they won the Stanley Cup, and it also happens to be his week to hang on to the cup. So he's got the cup, he's in town, you're a big fan, and you guys know somebody who knows him. And so you guys end up at a restaurant that he's rented out for the night. Tony Danza's there doing the horror. It's all sorts of fucking madness. Nicole gets to drink out of the cup, and they go to Sting's palatial estate after the little fucking rented out restaurant business. And his brother says, it's brother's best friend says, we got to go downstairs. There's a sex dungeon down there. And you guys go check it out. And there's a male contortionist laying on a bed of nails, sucking his own dick. And Earl Skakel was there. That's my last note. yeah, that's story number one, right?
All right, let's go to number two, because that's just such a fucking lie. Let's go to number two.
That is... Dude, that's where it first came from for me when I'm like, there's too many cruxes in that.
Yeah. And vice versa, if you're going to tell a story and you just, like, bring up John Cusack, like, way later.
No. Oh, that's true. Yeah, Cusack was there.
Let's be honest, Cusack is always an afterthought, though. So that was beaming. That was like, oh, this might be true. That motherfucker just popped up out of nowhere. Just like, do we have more ice? Like, yeah, I believed it.
Whatever.
All right, story number two.
Let me be.
story number two, and Nicole was a senior in high school. She lived down the street from her friend Tracy, and she's a junior, and they had just watched Dazed and Confused and wanted to go haze some freshmen like they did in the movie. So there's this girl that named Jessica, right, that she used to drive to school every morning, and she was a freshman, and she had these little friends, and you told Jessica at school, hey, tonight we're coming to pick up you and your friends. You guys got to be there and be ready. We're taking you on a little trip. And on the way there, Nicole and Tracy had stopped by CVS and gotten diapers, bananas, tomatoes, condoms, all sorts of shit. And when they get there to Jessica's to pick them up, they say, come on outside. We're going on a trip. And the mom won't let them go. She says, anything you guys got to do, you can do here in the backyard. So on the insane choice to still do that shit there in the back, I can't believe you guys would do that in the backyard. They go to the backyard, which is right on the other side of basketball legend Isaiah Thomas's house. And the mom calls Isaiah Thomas to go, hey, here's what's going to be going on in the backyard. They're going to be hanging out, so don't trip if you hear some noise. Meanwhile, they're out there with three girls on their knees in the snow. They're pelting them with bananas and tomatoes and getting them all gross and cold. And then they put bananas or condoms on bananas and they make them suck it off. And what's the thing she says to him when they're sucking the bananas?
Suck it like you mean it, bitch.
Yeah.
Like you forgot that?
Yeah. Right at that moment. Right when she's... No, I have it written down.
How could you forget that detail? It's the most defining detail. That demon right there.
So they got condoms on bananas. They're screaming, suck it like you mean it, bitch. And right when Nicole screams it, Jessica's mom is behind him on the phone with Isaiah going, hey, he's going, you should check this out. And he was right. And she goes, what the fuck is going on back here? Tracy bails right away. Nicole is scared, so she ends up frantically explaining everything. Years later, you meet Isaiah Thomas somehow, and he says, hey, you're the suck it like you mean it girl.
How do did he know that by just because he was on the phone, right? So he just heard you.
I eventually became friends with the girl again, and I made up with her mom. And now her mom is one of my good friends.
What's her mom's name?
Jan Silverman.
Wow, that's so, you know, I just can't even imagine Nicole being mean like that. Like,
you haven't got her text messages.
Okay.
Can we all take a moment and look at Jessamay's head? Turn for everybody, Jessamay.
Look at this.
Oh, you're right.
Perfect. I did this fucking noggin. Look at it.
It's perfect.
I'm kidding.
You don't have that's one ounce of Neanderthal.
I keep all my Neanderthal in my butthole, Jess.
right up there with those anxiety farts.
Yes. Also not playing at Coachella because of the pandemic. Anxiety farts.
I don't know. That's so difficult.
I know which one's not true. I know which one.
Which one? Which
one? The first one. All those details and shit sounds like an LSD trip.
Okay, it does.
Every girl in high school is mean. We're all mean at some point. She made these bitches get on their knees. And she was like, you fucking suck it like I mean it. I mean, it's so beautiful. I hope it's real because I wish I had that moment. I got three bitches off the top of my head that I'd like to stick them in the snow right now. We're taking TJ Camino from me at the 9th grade dance. She said she's going to go find them for me. I look through the crowd of people. They're making out. Rude.
I kind of like this, but I was in the Air Force. So there's a time like when you're through your basic training, they would bring in a new flight and then you had to like haze them. And we definitely got into it. So you get sucked into that shit.
Yeah, I was in a fraternity.
Good, right?
I think, I'm going to go with the first one is a lie. Yeah.
The first one is, so the second one's the Isaiah Thomas story, right?
Yes.
We're basically all saying we agree that Nicole is a bad person.
No. Here's why I don't believe. No. Here's why I don't believe the second
She's
story.
She's one of the greatest people ever.
I don't believe that she would come. I don't believe that they'd show up there with the bag of shit intending to take these little girls away. And do, like, yeah, that could totally go down. But when the mom says, you guys can do whatever you got to do here, I don't think they would go, all right, well, she said so. Let's do this shit to them in their backyard. Like, with the parents home, you'd be like, they're for sure going to see this.
Okay, you're right. You're right.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But was this your house, Nicole?
No, it was my friend's house. It was her, Jessica's house.
The chicks they're doing it to, it's her house.
Janice Silverston.
Jan Silverman.
Yes, Miss.
Who's also my agent at CAA. I believe it.
Let me ask you this, on Nicole, when you saw the guy sucking his own dick on a bed of nails, a sentence I would have thought I'd never say in my life. How long did you see it? Were you like, what was your reaction when you saw it?
I sat there and watched the whole fucking thing.
Did he finish in his mouth?
He didn't. He never finished. He just unfolded his body and got off of it.
Was this like performance art? Was this like
performance art?
It was for everyone to watch?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, she said it was a sex dungeon.
He doesn't have a strong closer.
It wasn't like an Eyes Wide Shut sex dungeon, but there was definitely like, there were some like clamps on the wall. There was some weird shit down there.
What did you have to drink at this party? What was a drink you were drinking?
Oh, I don't drink.
What were you doing? Do you have any vice?
Literally, I was standing there. I was standing there with my fanny pack that I still have. It's sitting right there, just over my shoulder. I had it across my body.
What'd you have in your fanny pack?
Fucking my whole purse. My wallet.
Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies.
Yeah, that story is a lie. You're around Sting and John Cusack and a guy
sucking
your dick.
Sting was not there. Sting was not there.
Oh, he wasn't there.
Who unlocked the crib then?
The door was fucking open. He had to get buzzed in. It was like a gate. You had to drive into the gate and then drive down to the water.
Wild.
I'm going to say that one's true just for the simple fact that Earl Skakel was there.
I know. That is kind of like, I believe that he'd be there.
Is this before you knew who Earl Skakel was?
Before I knew who Earl Skakel was, yes. Earl and I put this together later.
this story's true. She would be too afraid to go through with what they were going to do to those girls, especially because of the way you said, like, Tracy just bailed right away because she was like, let's get the fuck out of here. And you felt the need to stammer and explain yourself to the mom. So you're tripping around parents anyway, and you wouldn't come and still be yelling that at her in her backyard with her parents home.
Agreed. The whole reason that it worked in the Air Force was because the TIs, they just left us alone with them.
Right. And the only reason it worked in the fraternity is because there's nobody there to look after us.
I should play you guys some of the voice notes as girls left me at like 6 a.m.
Well, Andre Jenkins says that number one is true. And I'm going to go with Andre Jenkins because I'm listening to Michael's wisdom over there. And I think number one is true. And the second one is the lie. Jessica, what's your vote?
I'm with you.
All right. Jessica May, what's your vote?
Guys, this is a real, real situation. I'm sticking with number two because I've seen her true light and it is dark.
So you think that one's true? Number two is true.
Number two is true or a lie?
I'm not going to tell you how I feel because I want you to just tell me which one you think I'm being honest about. Man, after Mike, really, you know, Mike, you belong in a courtroom, bro, because that was a powerful conversation. I'm going number Thank two. You. Number two is a truth.
Yeah, I think number two. Okay. All right.
Number two is the truth.
Yeah, I think number two is the truth. I think one is the lie. See, she can't even believe that I believe it.
One is the lie.
Fuck me.
Told you.
Fuck you, bitches. God Told you. It.
I see people's
Fuck
truth.
You bitches. Fuck you
I
like
see people's
it.
Truth.
Wait, so you knew the parents were home and you guys are back there?
Yeah, I was a fucking idiot. I never said I was smart.
You seem like such a good gal.
She is a good gal. The first story. The first story gal. Is a combination. It's a combination of something that happened to me. Something that happened to somebody else, something that happened to somebody else, and something that happened to four different people combined into one story.
So when I was saying that shit about there's too many cruxes and holy shit points in this story, you're like, that's exactly what's going on.
Yep. Fuck.
Yeah, wow. So no one ever saw a guy suck his own dick?
A girl I know saw a guy suck his own dick, but...
Look how sad Felicia is. There's no one out there who's saying it.
There was a guy on a bed of nails. My friend saw a guy suck his own dick on a bed of nails. And then my friend Jill, when she came out to visit LA when she was in college to see if she wanted to move here, she went to a party and met Earl Skakel. And wow. I did drink out of the Stanley Cup with John Cusack. And my friend is friends with Chris Chelios, and I never went to Sting's house, but Chelios was staying at Sting's house.
Nice work.
And I once farted reading a tweet from John Cusack. There's a little bit of truth in everything here, and that's the moral.
That's you guys have been so awesome. Thank you so much for spending time with us outside the quarantine. That's amazing that you guys did that, and we're so happy that you guys were on the show. And do you guys have anything you want to plug? Like, where can people follow you? What dates do you have next September? Anything?
too soon it. And too real.
I know.
Desmond and I are going on tour together in 2022.
Yes, we are going on tour together. We're calling our show Anxiety Farts. Please come out and see us. You guys can find me on the 405 with him in the front seat, trying to plow through the streets.
Then, Nicole, I know you have a new podcast. What's the name of your podcast?
I have a new pod. I have a podcast with Jessica Michelle Singleton called Name That Pod. And then I have a podcast, a new one that came out called Love Her Podcast. It's a porn podcast where I interview porn stars.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And Jessica May, what's the name of your podcast and what you got shaking there?
It's called Sharp Tongue. You can check it on all places that podcasts are available. And I also have Weeds Day every Wednesday where I raise awareness for cannabis and Alzheimer's on my Instagram and Facebook Live.
Yeah, great, wonderful. Hi, Mike Vargas is joining us and late right there.
Vargas!
All right, thank you so much for joining us, you guys. You can follow me all across the board at Felicia Michaels and Jessica.
I'm at Jess Wellington 2 on everything, and you have been lied to.
When I'm home, I don't want to run errands or have to
figure out a meal plan, especially because I have kids. That's why Blue Apron is a great solution. Their chef-designed recipes are easy to follow and give you a balanced, delicious meal. Blue Apron is a quick and easy way to make high-quality meals that everyone can enjoy. Use promo code LIARS to get $30 off your first order. Blue Apron, take back dinner.
I'm not telling that one.
Disney, believe me.